Well, it should go without saying that if you invest in higher quality products, they'll last longer. That is point number three. Point number four in our article today on five things to know about investing in appliances. Warranties can often be shorter. Kind of goes back to what we were saying with the more electronics and the more stuff you put in it, the more it breaks, and that's actually shortened the life of many warranties that manufacturers will put on. But
what would that change your mind about buying extended warranties? Might you be more
inclined?
I never buy extended warranties. Yes, your dad's son run that one.
It has nothing to do with appliances. It has nothing to do with staplers. I can't remember the last thing I bought at Office Max, but they really wanted to know if I wanted to invest another $2 in a warranty. I think for a stapler, you've got to be joking. The only warranty type program I saw that I thought I would invest in that. Because I'm a firm believer that if you tracked every dollar that somebody or some company tries to get out of you from a warranty and you put that money into a separate bank account,
you'd be ahead of the game?
Oh my gosh. You would be amazed at how much money is sitting in there that piles up. But there is and I'll look it up on our website. I know it's under insurance in our DIY section of our website. But it's an insurance on air conditioning equipment. Well pumps is what was...
Big expense.
Yes. It was very attractive. When a well pump breaks that's submerged down at the bottom of the well, there's metal tubing, piping, all the way to the bottom. You know how much 400 feet of metal pipe screwed together weighs? I mean, you've got to get a truck in there. They're in 20-foot sections. It takes a couple hours to get down to the pump. The pump's $1,000. You put it back in, you lower it back in, and every 20-foot link, you're now re-screwing it. And when you do that, if there's even a little bit of rust on one pipe, you might as well chunk it and put a new one in. Otherwise, you're going to be pulling that back up. So it's a very expensive thing to replace a well pump. And I think it was like $12 for the insurance on a well pump. That one made a lot of sense to me. But for the most part, these extended warranties, just not – I have yet to see one I would invest in.
Do you have the self-discipline to put that money away in anticipation of things going wrong?
I already said no.
Oh. You did?
I've just
if anybody would,
theory.
It would be you.
I have not. And I was going to start it. And what really made me aware of this and have this theory was when I built a home. Well, you buy a lot of things when you build a home. Mm-hmm. You're buying concrete. You're buying plumbing equipment. You're buying electrical, kitchen appliances. I was buying a lot of stuff, and every time I turned around, I was getting hit with an extended warranty. Since I got done building, I haven't bought a lot of stuff.
And have you ever wished you had done the warranty since then? You're not in
no.
the house still, but yeah, those things, they're big things, they all last.
Yeah. Never once had I thought about it. But so how long should things last? Our partners at Bayer Appliance and Frost Appliance, two appliance repair companies that service the metro area, gave us some general numbers to look at. You had mentioned these are going to be short numbers, and a lot of people that read this are like, pfah, pfah. Well, this is on new stuff. This isn't Rosie's 40-year-old Sub-Zero we're talking about here. Clothes washer, what do you think?
A washing machine?
Mm-hmm.
Clothes washer, is that a Minnesota term from Becky?
Minnesota? Yeah. We don't really use that washing machine.
I don't know, 10 years?
How old's Becky? She's a clothes washer. Yeah. 10 years, that's the high end. They give it 6 to 8, so 10 on your higher quality machine. What about a dryer?
Oh, forever, I would think. Because the parts on that are pretty easy to repair.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty basic.
Bayer says 15 should be a good, you're past your economic point of repair at that time.
And it goes without saying, too, how much you use it's going to make a difference. You have six kids in the house, or if you have a couple, it's going to last a lot longer with just two.
And back to your washer, it depends on how dirty your clothes are when you put it in, or yeah.
Mm.
Are you a
construction or?
Or you have kids? Do you hose them off outside first before you throw them in when they're full of mud? A couple things to put into consideration. Ranges. How long would a gas range? A little different than electric. But according to Frost, you can get twice as long out of a gas as you would an electric.
Why is that? Just because of the parts?
You don't have a heating element. All you have on a gas is your pilot light.
I love my gas stove. Yeah. It looks like it's
they're giving
twice
about
as much.
14 for gas and 8 for an electric.
What's scary about this list is that all my things are on the top end of the numbers.
You're way past the 10-year on a refrigerator.
Yeah,
You're at 40 years.
I guess I've earned my dollars with that one.
Now, Sub-Zero, what do y'all any idea what your original investment on that was?
Do you know, I think it was like $100 or almost. Dad was doing a remodel, and the guy.
So you haven't had it 40 years?
No. We've had it ever since we've been in the house. We've had it 30.
30 years? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when he. We've had it 35 years, yeah. And he just, it had barely been used, and he bought it off of a job, $100.
He's got his economic value out of that investment, that's for sure. If you've got a question, it's 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.